City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlin. This is The Virus. The Virus on Pogo City Radio. Now, you can catch them guys with Paul on vocals, that there Mike on vocals. You guys can catch The Virus in Brooklyn tomorrow at the Kingsland with UFC, Charged Records, UFC. That first album right there, still fighting for a future, of course. Also on Charged Records. Now, Justin, I was just about to tell people you were here and to say hi, and you got up and walked to the other side of the room without a microphone. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But I got my boy Justin here with me. Justin, how you doing?
What's going on, guys?
Now, he just happened. I haven't seen Justin in years. He just happened to be walking past my house and hit me up. So I told him to come upstairs. I'm doing Pogo, drinking rum and shit. Okay. I got Brock on his way over. Playing rhythm for the Stabs, of course, Twin 55 Brock. So I kind of got to knock this one out. Got some stories for you. Got some info for you guys. And of course, the headlining news, top story, Stabs finally all together, rehearsing, sounding awesome. First time we practiced as a full band was Saturday. And of course, the first song we did was Knock, Knock, Knock. And it went perfect. Now, we didn't actually record the very first time, but we did, however, record the second time. And you guys can go over to Pogo City Radio's YouTube right now. Actually, after you listen to this show, you can go over to Pogo City Radio's YouTube and find the Mike Blanks and the Stabs Knock, Knock, Knock 2019 video. And we'll get the audio up for you now. So here's the latest rendition of Mike Blanks and the Stabs.
Thank you.
knock, 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 and let me come in. Now, like I said, head over to Pogo City Radio's YouTube and see Mike Blanks, plus the rest of the stabs, including my smiling face in that video. We're going to keep this show rolling with the Dwarves and Trailer Trash for my girl Audrey Anarchy. Now, Trailer Trash right there, the Dwarves. Now, Mike Blanks and the Stabs actually covers a Dwarves track with Trashed. But, yeah, not going to play that right now. But if you guys want to check out the video for Trailer Trash, you guys can find that on the playlist that will be attached in the body of this show right here. And you guys can go over to our YouTube, find the playlist with today's date, that being 1719 Pogo, and you can find all the tracks we're playing on Pogo today. And you'll also find that video of Mike Blanks and the Stabs. Now, we do have two shows booked up so far, more to come, haven't announced them yet, but there are two shows already confirmed, and they are awesome, and I can't wait to tell you guys more about them. Going to be playing some shows March and April. That's all I'll be telling you. And, yeah, I can't wait till we start announcing them. It's going to be a fun time. Fun time for sure. Now, I'm sitting here drinking my rum and Coke. You heard me right. Rum and Coke. Now, I used to drink rum and Coke back in the day. Justin, do you remember I used to drink rum and Coke?
Fuck yeah.
All right. So, I actually been drinking a whole lot more vodka over the past, like, 4 or 5 years. And I wasn't, like, drinking rum at all. But actually, while we were at the Stabs practice, I was there and we were all making drinks at the bar. And I wanted like a vodka and a Red Bull or vodka cranberry. And Brock had vodka, but he didn't have no like mixer with it. And he had soda. I was like, I don't want to do that. He was like, I got rum. You want rum and Coke? I was like, fuck yeah. That used to be my shit. I ain't had that in forever. I had one sip and I said, fuck it. That's it. I'm back to rum and Cokes. I am back with rum and Cokes. So, welcome to Pogo Rum Radio, coming at you live. Here's the Agrestics with Boot Boys from my man Sean Bedlam.
Living in denial. Someone's done it, and there's no looking back again.
Aggrestics on Pogo City Radio. Now, if you guys go back to the last show just before this one, we had our special guest, Harpo Skin Niblick Henbane, taking it old school Jersey style live and in the studio, bitches. It was a fun time, fun time. Harpo completely hijacking the show, picking all the tracks we played. And you guys can go over to our YouTube and find the Harpo Pogo playlist and also the full Harpo podcast. So go check that shit out. Hope you guys enjoyed that. And also Terry on there talking about the Punks Unite movie and the band they had together as well. So go back to that and check that shit out. Let's get to Niblick right here, coming off one of the 7 inches. Here's One More Beer, Pogo City Radio. Harpo and the boys from Niblick Henbane. Like I said, go back to last episode if you missed it, or play that shit a second time if you heard it. Also go over to our Facebook, you know, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Hit up our sweet ass Instagram at Pogo City Radio. Shit, we even got a Twitter, motherfucker. Damn right. I ain't never really on there, I ain't gonna lie, but there's a bunch of shit that auto posts to it. So like, if you're like a Twitter fool, go check that shit out. And guess what it is? Guess what it is? It's at Pogo City Radio. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. All right. So we got my man Brock over on his way here. And so why don't we just keep these tunes rolling while
I may have f***ed up here.
Rolling while I get my bass rig set up, maybe my tongue untied as well. I'll let you guys listen to the Bad English in the meantime, and catch this video in the playlist. Fastest legs in rock and roll right there, motherfucker. Andrew in the middle is setting up his bass. Here's the song cutting out. Goes over and takes care of all that other business. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is going on with my sound right now? But I don't know. But yeah, I'm setting up, you know, my Ibanez SR480. It sounds beautiful, especially played through Brock's little Fender Rumble half stack. Him and Tim got the same rig, so I'll be using one of theirs. And the fucking bass sounds phenomenal. They all said it. It does. It's just the tone. I don't even mean me. I mean the tone of the Ibanez mixed with the Fender gear. Yo, that shit sounds right. You know what else sounds right, though? I want to get drunk. The Wheels, up next, Pogo City Radio. Like I said, go over to the playlist and check out the video for this one, too.
Actually, it's a historic dance already. And I just heard from my friend Alan, who just came over on the boat, that it's out. It's over. So, just as a historic reference, the Pogo has been done like this.
I don't want to be, I don't want to be here. Pass.
All right, the wheel's right there. I myself am getting drunk tonight. As I told you earlier, drinking some of them rum and cokes, I got myself a nice little fifth of Sailor Jerry. Now, I'm drinking tonight, but I'll be working tomorrow, which is a great segue for our next track, coming with some Jersey royalty right here. You know I'm talking about the Wretched Ones, Working Man for the Working Class. The Wretched Ones, Pogo City Radio right there. Now, the first time, see, I was standing, when I was drinking rum the other night, he had Captain, so I was drinking Captain. And then I had some more rum and coke, you know, like the next day, and they had Captain. So I go to fucking Wine and Spirits or whatever down at the Free Bridge in Easton, and fucking I go over to the rum, and I'm like, I see the Sailor Jerry right next to the Captain. I'm like, you know what, I'm going to get me some Sailor Jerry, because I remember the first time I ever drank Sailor Jerry. It was I had just gotten home at a lockup, and I had been down for a little bit, and it was the first show I was going back to, and I met this girl, and a couple of them were taking me to this show. It was on the pier. I think it was actually the first ever Riot Fest, I think is what it was, and the Descendants were the headliner, and Sailor Jerry sponsored the whole thing. Now, I was coming trying not to spend that much money, and I was the beers were fucking, they were like a 10 for a Miller Lite and 11 for a Miller High Life. It was fucking ridiculous. But the Sailor Jerry mixed drinks were only $7. So I was getting pretty fucking shitty on Sailor Jerry. And also, right as you were walking onto the pier, they had a bunch of the Sailor Jerry's girls there, and you could get your pictures taken with them and hang out with the girls and hit on them. And like, that's what I was doing, of course. So I missed like the first three bands because I had to, you know, sit there and get to know the lovely ladies that work for Sailor Jerry. Some perfect working women, if you will. But yeah, so why don't we get to the Descendants with see, here's the deal, right? I don't love the Descendants, but I love Milo Goes to College. Right. And this is probably definitely my favorite track on it. Here's the Descendants with A Bike Age.
Thank you.
All right, that was the Descendants on Pogo City Radio right there. Now I'm sitting here rocking out to the Descendants, telling you guys how I got Brock coming over, and he was locked out of Pogo HQ, jiggling the door with the broken handle that I totally could fix, but I don't fix because it's kind of like a lock to keep my children out of here. So if I don't want them coming up, I just take the broken doorknob and I put it on my side, and then they can't get in. And then they can't get in. Do you know what I'm saying? So I don't have Sheena in the background. Daddy, want milk? Daddy, give me milk. I'm like, God damn it. They're not home. They're not home, though. I don't generally do. I only do these Saturday morning shows with them home, and they're usually asleep, and I'm a little bit more sober than I am now. So it's all okay. But yes, sometimes, you know, you got to have them DIY locks. Why not, right? So we just got a couple more for you, starting to get this shit tuned up. Maybe Brock will come say hi in a minute. But until then, why don't we get you guys some Potato Pirates and Thinking About Drinking.
I'm thinking about drinking and wasting my whole day. I'm thinking about drinking all my cares away. All right. It's been a shit month, boys. It ain't been a good year either. And everything that I touch withers and dies. The things won't click, but at least I tried.
Why won't luck shed its grace on me? And why is it when I give the most, I receive the least? It's driving me crazy.
I'm thinking about drinking and wasting my whole day. I'm thinking about drinking. Bed. The only other option I could see is death.
Why won't luck shed its grace on me? And why is it when I give the most, I receive the least? It's driving me crazy.
I'm thinking about drinking and wasting my whole day. I'm thinking about drinking all my cares away. So follow me down to the lair of the beast, where we'll lay to rest our dreams. Cares away. So follow me down to the lair of the beast, where we'll lay to rest our dreams. Baptize me in cheap whiskey, and I'll see you in the morning when I'm able to breathe. Baptize me in cheap whiskey, and I'll see you in the morning when I'm able to breathe.
Potato Pirates, Pogo City Radio. Brock breaking out his nice little white SG over there. So what is that, Epiphone or Gibson? Epiphone. That I had the Epiphone Les Paul Silverburst. Oh, I was on the Epiphone, but like coming over and over again.
I had the fucking Epiphone. What was it? Swingster.
The hollow body.
Yeah, the hollow body Swingster, man, with the big whammy bar.
That
man.
Shit was nice. Yeah, that was nice. Like a little Gretsch ripoff. Like,
dude,
yeah,
I didn't even
sweet.
Like to play it. I just like to look at it.
I know, it was so sexy. See, fucking both. the guitarist Tim is playing in the Stabs or Hollow Bodies. I think he plays a Hollow Body with the Broken Heroes too. Does he always play a Hollow Body? Yeah, yeah, that's the way you do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is he has one Gibson and one Epiphone. The main one he plays is the Gibson, but then he has the Epiphone tuned to G because the motherfucker likes to play slide guitar. So knock, 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 you know, right there. He's playing on the Epiphone. And we're pretty sure, like, we're going to be hopefully writing a song for all you music nerds out there out of G. So Tim can use the slide some more because he wants to play more than one song on that guitar. So, yeah, so look out for more of that. And also, looks like Mike Blanks and the Stabs going to be on the new Vicious Mistress comp as soon as we write and record some music. But we've been asked to be on the new Vicious Mistress comp, and Andrew has said yes. So we'll see. But yeah, I got to get out of here while Brock's tuning up. Got to get ready for that Mike Blanks and the Stabs thing. I will leave you with some Jersey music, of course. One fitting, especially with the current status of the government. And I don't understand why people aren't just running around shouting anarchy, anarchy, like in fucking Talladega Nights when Will Ferrell's kids run anarchy, anarchy. I don't know what it is, but I love it. But yeah, so this one's dedicated to the system. Coming out of Jersey. We'll catch you guys next week. Hit us up on Facebook and Instagram. Here's the Bristles with Kill the President.
Say radio.